Hello, 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 and welcome to the Pottervision podcast, the podcast where every other Monday, myself, Lucas Kirkby, and another Monday man, Tom Laurinson, we read a chapter of a children's book series and we talk about it as if it was real and serious. This week we're on episode 137 and we're at Spinner's End. And that's the end of my introduction and the beginning of yours. How are you?
We're the Monday boys. Is it Monday today?
Well, so it's Saturday today. But
listeners, we get up, we record these 3 a.m. on a Monday morning so they can be released for 5 a.m.
We're getting there, aren't we?
It ruins the rest of the week for us. But
yeah, we're slowly getting close to that goal. I remember when we first did the podcast, we recorded 4 episodes in advance. Because we were like, right, if anything happens, you know, we've got episodes stored up.
And then, who had a romantic wedding and a honeymoon, so all those got eaten up?
You're blaming it on that. We still 4 weeks in advance by the time we got married. You can't blame our honeymoon on the fact that now we record the podcast two days before it's supposed to be out.
We didn't have time to catch up. We've never had time to catch up.
Yeah, that's true. But now we are a bit ahead, aren't we?
And this bloody job you've got. Ugh.
I know, you've committed, haven't you, being unemployed? And
He goes, I can't do Tuesday at 10 a.m. Why can't you do Tuesday at 10 a.m? Why?
Yeah.
I'm on the dole, right? So I've got free time to do this.
Yeah, every week when he goes in and they go, right, you have to prove that you've been looking for work, he just plays them the Pottervision podcast. That's what I've been doing this week.
They laugh for an hour straight. And then at the end they go, go on, you'll go. I go, are you going to sign up to the Patreon? They go, no.
So yeah, that's why we keep doing this, just so you can have your dole money every week.
To be that guy.
I'm cancelling my subscription because it's been a week and I've not had my baby story.
Well, resubscribe. We're back on top of the baby stories.
Hey, we're back on track. Yeah, because we've had 2 new Patreons since the last episode and they'll be getting their baby stories today. Very timely.
Yeah.
But yeah, how have you been, old mucker?
One moment. I realise I've forgot to... I like to record my audio separate, so it sounds good. I know you're not bothered about that, but I like to do it.
Yeah, get that audio up and running.
I like to make mine nice, and he likes to have his echoey.
Sorry about that, listeners. Here we go again.
Yeah, we're back. It's nice, isn't it? Bit of quiet.
Yeah. What is it? Did you notice that? A little bit of quiet. Just turn off your mobile phone, sit back, no talking, get all the popcorn out of your mouth, stop smacking your lips, hold in all your farts, and watch the film. Oh, can I get my farts out now? No. Suck them all back into you. Oh, it gives me stomach cramp. I don't care. Cineworld.
It gives me stomachache. That was Daniel Radcliffe at the premiere of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Where they had the man do the warning live.
I'm alright. What have I been doing? Been all over the place. Been doing some gigs. Did a gig in Leeds at a sports club.
Not nice.
Yeah, it was alright, but a lot of people looking at me like I didn't know what I was saying. Do you know, you do a weird joke, and people are like, they laugh, and then they're like, cuckoo, cuckoo. Yeah. You're like, no. Well-written joke.
It's part of it.
It's funny. Yeah. Testament to the jokes, because I completely disassociated for 17 minutes, and I was just not even looking out of my eyes. I don't know what I was looking at, but the eyes were open, but I was not receiving anything.
Maybe that's why they were going like that. Not because of your material, because you're there looking into space like that. Doing your jokes like a robot. Hey, well, that's lovely. Yeah, I'm excited. It's finally the Easter holidays, so I'm going to get a few weeks off. I'm looking forward to it.
You're looking well.
Well, I lost a bit. I've lost 8 kilos, you know.
That's massive, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm not so massive.
Go to the supermarket today.
Yeah.
And pick up 8 kilos of sugar and hold it in your arms.
Yeah. That used to be me, that. See me with this sugar.
But don't purchase the sugar. Take it home and eat it. Yeah. That would be counterproductive.
Yeah. Not only would that then add on back the 8 kilos, but it would probably kill me.
I don't like the idea of my mate being killed.
Hey, I tell you what didn't help my diet, though, last night, was a misunderstanding at a sushi restaurant.
Go on.
We went to this sushi... Well, let's rewind a bit. On Thursday, the kids did the pantomime that I've been doing with them all year. They did Cinderella in front of all the parents. Packed room, 100 people. It went really well. Blah, blah, blah. And at the end...
In English or in German?
In English. They did it in English.
It's got to be weird for all the parents who don't speak English.
Yeah, what is this? What is this?
I know, I had to shush them saying that. I was like, shh.
One lad at the back, Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Huh? No, Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Yeah, but it went
The funny thing about you is you're fantastic with hecklers. I've never seen a style like yours before.
What do you mean?
At the Edinburgh Fringe, years ago, packed out room, Saturday, this woman goes, "You not got any microphones?" Because we just did it a cappella in this 100-seater room. She goes, "You not got any microphones?" And Luke just goes, "No, you'll just have to listen."
Just be quiet. Well, because at the end, most of the people got up to do a standing ovation. And then when I said a few words at the end to thank the kids, I was like, I remember who didn't stand up. And I gave an evil look at
Did you say that?
At the front. Yeah, yeah.
It got Did he get a laugh?
Yeah. Said it in German. But yeah, it was good. Well, yeah, the head teacher gave me a £30 voucher for this sushi restaurant.
£30 voucher.
£30 voucher. Thought I'm going to have to convert that to
euros. Hey, lad. 6 months' work. £30.
And it's in euros. It's probably only about £25.
Is it enough for a meal for me and my wife? No. It's enough for a meal for you. So go on your own, please. Oh.
So, we decided to go there last night.
Do I like sushi head teacher? Don't care.
You get what you're given. I've already ordered it for you. So, Martina rings them up and they're like, "What's the name?" We go, "Kirkby." K-I-R-K-B-Y. So, what is it?
Classic.
K-I-R-K-B-Y. What is it? K-I-R-K-B-Y. We turn up, there's a card on the table that says K-E-R-C-Y. I think there's a Z somewhere as well. So I'm like, right,
Kirky. Kirksey.
Well, a kid also called me Mr. Crispy by accident the other day. But Mr. Crispy. And when it's Mr. Kirkby, they went, all right. Sound like a breakfast cereal mascot. Anyway, so we get to this restaurant. Now I order Einmal Fun Fun 90. Einmal 115. Right. And Einmal means one lot of this, Einmal one lot of that. Right. But the problem is, Einmal sounds a bit like Dreimal. And Dreimal means three lots of something. So I order Einmal of this and Einmal of that. Right. And Einmal of this is about 10 bits of sushi, which is like a circle of rice with, which is nice, got duck in it, chili sauce. She thinks I've said Dreimal. And I think if you're a waiter or a waitress, it's a bit rude to be like, how much, when someone's ordering.
No, I don't think so. I think it's good to reiterate at the end and be like,
Yeah. But she didn't ask that. So anyway, the food comes.
Yeah, you can't say, I feel like it's more impolite to go one finger or three. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, when it comes that's true.
What do you mean? One finger or three, guys? One, please.
Yeah. So anyway, 10 minutes go by. Martina gets a normal-sized plate with a normal amount of food on it. I get given this platter. It's like the size of like a serving tray. And it's got... I mail the first thing, which is 6 little pieces of sushi. And then 30 pieces of this other sushi. This is the leftovers here.
30 pieces?
Yeah, I had to take it home. 30 pieces of that.
Well,
and then 6 pieces of that.
I want some.
Do you? I might have a bit now.
Send some round in a cab.
I will. And it'll be lovely and rotten by the time it gets to you. A big pile of mush.
Mush! Again! Mush!
Mush is back!
Your story. I tell you what, did the €30 cover it?
Well, we forgot to take the voucher.
Well, you'll be going again. You won't be sick of sushi, will you?
Martina's put some soy sauce in my latest creation. I made that. Do you like that?
Yeah, will you make me one?
Yeah, you can have one of me pots.
Have one. Not specially made. Have one.
Well, the course is finished now.
Ah! Yeah!
But yeah, I've made loads of stuff. I'll bring some of it back.
I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Do you?
What? Pottery spinning wheel, a lifetime supply of clay, and some fire.
That's good. And some fire. That was lovely. How will that be delivered, the fire?
I was thinking a bottle, a glass bottle with fuel in it, with a little rag that's on fire sticking out of it.
I was just Molotov cocktail! Don't mind if I do. Oh. Martina's brought me soy sauce, but I can't eat sushi while we're doing the pod. That's rude.
Sure.
I'll have it later. I feel weird eating out of something that I've made. No, my fingers have been all in it, making it the shape it is. Might have to get used to that.
Sure. Your story and my week makes me believe that the theme of today's introduction is alienation. Yeah? You see, there was a misconnection between you and the waitstaff about what you wanted, you know, not listening. Yeah. Humans not listening to each other. Humans not being humans with each other. Instead of treating each other like living beings, we've begun to treat each other just like, I don't know, computers, you know, not looking in each other's eyes. You got KFC nowadays. You order, and as you're paying, they're not even talking to you. They're talking to someone else. And you just have to accept they're talking to someone else, pay and receive your food. What happens when you get to the window, a bit of conversation with your common man as you're fed your battery farm chicken? Look into my eyes, you know. Tell me that everything is okay, not just this anonymity. We're not humans, we're just parts of a production line. I had to go to Halfords the other morning to pick up some wiper blades for Lucy's car.
Yeah.
And I go in. Give me your email address for your receipt. And I'm like, great, no paper receipt for me.
Yeah.
Spelling my last name no one's ever heard. LAW. And then I never received the email receipt. I don't know where that got sent. I don't know where that got sent. And then I'm in the car park. And in the car park, there's just a man on this windy, cold morning.
Yeah.
Just stood there. And I was like, that's weird. Empty car park. And then this other guy comes up to me. And he's like, what time is it? What time is it? And I'm annoyed at him that I'm being spoken to. What's happened in this world that I'm now getting annoyed at a stranger talking to me?
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on the, definitely on the fast food front. Because, like, they've got, like, these big headphones on with a big, like, microphone. They're talking to somebody else. So, I'm getting me fried chicken from a gamer, am I?
Yeah.
All they need is the big chair. They'll be sorted. I think, like, I feel like I'm interrupting them.
When you pass me over the bag, right, place your hand on mine, stroke my fingers and say everything is well. Because without that, I don't know, I'm feeling more and more disconnected because we're not humans anymore. I thought it's impossible to scream at the top of your lungs.
Yeah, it's not allowed anymore, is it?
If I wanted to scream now, right, I can't scream. My neighbour's one side. My neighbour's to the other. Yeah, someone to call the police. Where can you scream? You can't scream outside. You have to take a big excursion out into the woods where no one would find you. Or you could scream and bother people. Or you can scream in your car driving around. And then that way the sound travels with you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, yeah, back in the day, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, where everything was better. You could just scream all you wanted and nothing would happen. So I'm telling. Yeah, because you don't even, like, same with, like, soldiers. You know, if you think of, like, old medieval wars, everyone's like, running at each other, screaming. Now it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Have to be quiet.
Shh. We don't want to wake anyone.
Silencer on the gun. Scream, let the gun scream as well. Come on.
Sad. People come deliver things to my house. I don't even look at them. I'm not looking at each other. We're all in our own little bubbles. Everyone blames COVID. Everyone's blaming COVID for everything. Oh, I think it's COVID now. People haven't got manners anymore. Oh, yeah, you can't blame COVID on everything. Oh, I think it's COVID. I'm 50 stone now. Well, I don't know if that was COVID because you were 49 stone before COVID. Oh, no, it's COVID. It's COVID.
I got caught. Coronavirus.
I got caught drunk driving. It's COVID. Don't know about that. My boss is annoyed with me because I got nude on cam when I was meant to be working at home. Well, that is COVID. What can I say?
We can't blame you for that. That is COVID.
That is the injection. That is the, what was it called? What do you call it?
Botox?
The jab. That's the COVID jab making you get nude on cam.
Yeah.
Are you double jabbed? Are you triple jabbed? How many jabs do you have?
Yeah, there's no jabs anymore, are there? I was looking forward to my third jab.
Yeah, my arm hurting a bit. My work made you get them.
Go get your jab. Let us know when you've had your jab.
Yeah.
Inspecting
it's mad,
us.
Isn't it? It seems like a distant memory now, doesn't it?
There's no prick on this arse cheek. I had it in my arm.
What are you doing down there? When is bring your kilt to work day a thing? Arse.
Thanos, his biggest wish was to take 50% of the population of the universe away.
Yeah, is that the bloke with the glove?
That must have been crap for some planets that didn't have that many people to begin with.
Yeah. We've only got 10. Can't just take 5 from another planet that's got like billions.
Now my best mate's gone.
That'd be horrible. That's scary, that, when he clicks and everyone goes away. It's like Bernard's watch, but worse.
Imagine that. Imagine if Thanos clicked and one of us disappeared.
Oof, imagine that, listeners. Half of this podcast you'd be listening to would just be silence.
Mm.
Scary thoughts, scary thoughts. But otherwise, you've had a good week, have you? Now, Tom, are you
and then we're
ready?
Going on tour. So reminders, yeah. Listeners. Manchester, Belfast, Dublin, Leeds, Birmingham. Have I forgot anywhere?
You've forgotten loads of places. Cardiff, Swansea, London. Did we say Belfast, Liverpool, Nottingham, Hull, and a lot of other places as well. We're hoping to add more to it. So keep your eyes peeled on the website, pottervision.com. And yeah. I'm
and
looking
you can
forward
come see.
To it. I'm excited.
I am as well. We've got some new merch.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to show it? Have you got an example there with you?
No, but here's a clue.
Hello, Father.
There you go. So, get excited.
And here's another clue. Tote bag.
So, we're not telling you any more than that, all right? You've got to work out that cryptic clue.
That's all we'll say.
And for people who are thinking, is all the old merch still available? I've got two clues for you. Pottervision and keyring and stickers.
What else do we have? Poster.
Posters, we've got posters, yeah.
Keyring, sticker, poster bag. We need something else.
Keyring, stickers, poster bag, and a pound. We'll put a pound in there.
How much is a pound? £2.
£2. Hey,
they cost us a pound. We got at least double our money.
Yeah. 50% profit margin there, I think.
And I'm going on tour with my stand-up show, if you want to come see that. Selling all right.
Yeah, that's good.
Oxford not. So like 30 for Oxford. Room that's
come on, Oxford. Stop studying.
140.
Get booking. Ooh, that'd be nice. Oxford. Well, I'm very excited for you. That'd be good. You'll be nice and tired for when we start Pottervision tour.
You'll be tired anyway. Pottervision makes me more tired than my show.
Yeah, that's true. Good job it's not the other way around then.
My show gets to stand still. La 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 la. And I don't have the added anxiety that you're going to bring someone who doesn't want to be brought up onto the stage. You're like, who can I bring up then? Who can I bring up? Who's that on the back row with three crutches and an eye patch? I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you.
Hey, but the advantage of Pottervision is there's a few scenes where you just get to sit down and watch. Yeah, in the Chamber of Secrets, there's one scene where he just gets to sit down and watch, and another one where he gets to sit down and just talk into the microphone while I do actions.
Both my favourite scenes.
He loves it. He loves it. I think your ultimate dream is being able to do Pottervision from home. I'm there at the venue, and I've just got you on the projector, joining in.
A pre-recorded, or am I watching?
No, but let's make it even lazier, pre-recorded. You're not even there live.
La la li la 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 li la la la. Hey, I'm about ready for a rundown if you want to give me one.
I want to give you one.
Oi!
Chapter 2. Chapter 2 of Book 6. Spinner's End. End of two sisters walking around. One's blonde, one's got brunette hair. I hope the parents are blonde and brunette, otherwise what's going on with that? Anyway, One of them's chasing the other one, it's all a bit of fun, and then they get to a house. It's not anyone's house, it's Snape's house. Turns out the sisters are Bellatrix Lestrange and Narcissa Malfoy. Narcissa Malfoy's married, that's why they've got different surnames. Idiots. Now, They're getting into the house and Professor Snape's like, come in. Wormtail's there, and I think Snape spanks him on the bum because he's listening. And then Narcissa Malfoy is worried about her son, Baby Draco, because Baby Draco has been asked to do something nasty by the Dark Lord. And she doesn't want him to do anything nasty, but then the Dark Lord's the Dark Lord. And so she's like, Snape, will you look after Draco? And if he doesn't want to do it, will you do it? And then Snape's like, all right. And then Bellatrix says, you need to promise with magic. So he goes, all right. And then they put their hands together, and then she wraps it up with string. And then she goes, do you promise? And Snape says, I promise. And then he has to promise them. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of Spinner's End.
Spinner's End. So finally, we know the street that Professor Snape lives on.
I know. We thought it was Bradford, but I looked it up and it's fictional. But it's in the Midlands. So it's not in Bradford.
I feel like it's Bradford.
Yeah, I do as well. Should we just say it's Bradford?
It's Bradford, isn't it?
It's Bradford. The but Midlands. I've got a bit of trivia about this town. Go on.
Maybe, okay. Well, that goes in with my theory that people from the Midlands have got soft lips. Because Professor Snape wears soft whipped.
Yeah, but he's not Brummy, is he? Professor Snipe.
Professor Snipe.
There'll be no foolish wand waving or silly incantations in this class. I can teach you to bewitch the mind.
Bewitch the senses.
Mr. Potter, our new celebrity. Page 394. We could go on, listeners. We could go on.
I am the Half-Blood Prince.
Lily, I love you.
Do you like Black Sabbath?
Hey, that makes sense. Because they're Midlands, aren't they, Ozzy Osbourne? Maybe that's why he's got the long black hair after Ozzy.
Crazy. Yeah. But that's how it goes.
When Harry takes the potions from the potions cupboard. Who's been in my room? Now, who would do that, Ozzy? Who would do that?
Who would do that?
Who's been in my room?
Who's been in my room taking my bottles of Boom Slang skin?
Who would do that, Ozzy?
Who would do that, Snapey?
Who doesn't know what we're talking about? It's a scene from the Osbournes. Yeah, it all makes sense. But this is the town, Cokeworth. And do you want to, it's a fictional town, but it's where Lily and Petunia grew up and where Snape grew up. And it's also, do you remember when in the first book, when they're trying to get away from the letters, they stay in a hotel?
Oh, really?
And that's in the same town as well, apparently.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I read on Pottermore.
Coming, Mum! That's Hermione in the last film when she's about to kill her parents. Coming, Mum!
Coming, Mum! Yeah, there's no need to do that Marty McFly bullshit with that, is it? She does the forget me armus or whatever. And then all the pictures disappear. Not nice.
And no one went looking for them anyway? And you do something and then you're like, why have I done that? Oh my God, why did I do that? There's no need for that.
Is there any way of undoing just... this spell?
Oh my God, I could have just sent them to Spain.
Yeah. I know, there's so many things she could have done. No, I'll erase their minds. Turn them into vegetables, I guess.
Your mind's a mush now. Oh, I've done that. Oh, my God.
Just defeated the Dark Lord.
Am I going to talk to on the phone when I'm driving now?
So, Bellatrix and Narcissa, have you noticed that the style of the writing in the last couple of books has changed for a more mature audience?
Yeah, the children are growing up.
Yeah. You're getting big and strong now. You can read big and strong words. Not everything is laid out on a plate. You have to understand things, infer things, read between the lines. And I like that. It feels like more of an adult, a young adult book rather than a children's book.
Mm. It was interesting, her first book.
Yeah.
No, this is like the second, so last chapter, not the Dursleys. And you're like, okay, this is weird. It's not out of the ordinary because it happened in a book before.
Yeah.
But once again, we're not the Dursleys. And then chapter two, you're still not the Dursleys. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? Why aren't I at the Dursleys? What is chapter three going to have?
Yeah, I think it's at the Dursleys. But I think, yeah, it's great. I think it is good that it's starting in a different way. It feels like, yeah, it's like not so formulaic. And yeah, it's very exciting.
Bella does not trust Severus Snape.
I wouldn't. He's slimy. He's sallow.
The reasonings are, it's like, right, you've been a teacher at Hogwarts for the past 13 years while the rest of us were in Azkaban, and Snape's reasoning behind that is like, I didn't want to go to Azkaban.
And I love that, because she's like, why did you do this? He's like, I didn't want to do that.
I didn't want to go to Azkaban. I thought it'd be miserable, so... But, you know, just so you know, Dumbledore hasn't let me teach Defence Against the Dark Arts. And then Bellatrix is like, oh, poor you, he didn't let you teach your favourite subject. Yeah, it has been tough, actually. I've been having to do potions. Your second favourite subject? Yeah. It's not been that bad.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough if you have to do Quidditch. I'd understand that, because you're stuck outside in the pissing rain every day. But potions, it's in a cellar, you love them. You get to deal with, like, monkey heads. That's right up your alley, isn't it?
Yeah, potions is chemistry. That's our version of chemistry potions.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And but chemistry is fun.
What are the other ones? Defence Against the Dark Arts is a bit like...
PE as well.
PE as well. Herbology is biology.
Herbology is bio. That's true.
Arithmancy is maths.
Arithmancy is maths.
History is history. And that's about it.
That's about it.
That's about it. Transfigurations like art.
PE, because you have to get into a different kit. You have to get into a different kit. Do you remember chemistry though? Yeah. pH neutral. pH 7.4. Now that's drinkable. Give me a drink of that.
with that litmus paper. It's like, if it's blue, I can't remember what was good and what was bad. I think purple was. Alkaline, was it?
Hey, come on, let's get the Bunsen burners on.
Yeah, fire. Well, I remember once we had to bring in a colourful fruit, and the idea was to get a colour out of it. So I got an aubergine, because I thought, that's purple. But then I didn't realise the inside an aubergine's white, so I just ended up having a clear drink. And everyone else had orange and red and green. What does that mean? What does that say about me and society as a whole?
Inside an aubergine is white.
Mm. Yeah.
Remember sex education?
Yeah, a little bit. We didn't do a lot of that, though.
In year eight, teacher, almost a bit embarrassed, and he's like... Our next module will be on sex education, like that, in science. Yeah. And this boy called Jamie something. He turns around and goes to the rest of the class. He's sat at the front. He turns around to the rest of the class and goes like this. Yes! And everyone's like...
Shouldn't have done that, Jamie. Jamie Crawford. What's his name? Look him up.
Look him up. He's bound to be on somewhere. Social media.
Facebook, probably.
Yeah, Jamie Crawford. The man who celebrated sexual education. Yeah, I don't really remember. I remember learning about, like, the reproduction and stuff like that.
Let me tell you this. Yeah. We had like a boys' lesson and a girls' lesson. So they got all the girls out of the classroom, sort them into a different classroom. And then the male teachers gave us a boys' class. And he's like, and the teacher's like, right, let's get it all out, okay? Let's get it all out. Not like physically, like verbally. Yeah. Okay, he's like, okay, let's get all the words for a penis up on the board, right? Let's just get comfortable saying it. Penis is fine, sir. Penis is fine.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
And then it just turned. It just turned into an exercise of just taking the piss. Right, tallywhacker. Right, ding dong. Yeah. Johnson. Yeah. Byron Kelly Booth said pencil. And I'm like, no one's saying pencil. Speak for yourself, little thin, lead-filled dick. Right. And then he's like, right, that's penis out of the way. He goes, let's do vagina. Yeah. Lad next to me, he says quietly enough for me just to hear. He goes, Heaven's Gates.
Yeah.
Like that. So this is year seven or year eight. Yeah. And then I was like, that's funny. So what I do is, which was a common trait of mine at school, if someone said something quietly funny and I would deem that funny enough to repeat, I said it even louder so the whole class heard. And the whole class applauded and they carried me out on their shoulders. But no, a bit inappropriately, the teachers went, I've not heard that one before, Mr. Emery, have you? No, it's quite good. Should we get that one down? Lame.
Yeah. Especially telling me off, you two. You two are supposed to be telling me off for that. It's funny about leaning back like. It's such a school thing, isn't it? Leaning back.
Mr.
Shit about jams me.
Are you Mr. You and Mrs. Richardson? Are you dating?
Yeah. You pregnant, me?
You pregnant, me? You pregnant? Are you in? Did you get pregnant at school?
No, miss, didn't get pregnant at school. Speak yourself in the third person, miss. Yes, miss speaks about herself in the third person.
That's lovely. Yeah.
Snape's house. My, go on.
And those are my stories from that.
Lovely. Snape's house. It's a bit unkempt, but I think it sounds lovely. They're describing it like... books everywhere, candlelight. Sounds really cosy. But I think with a bit of a spring clean, that could be a nice little cottage, that.
Well, the thoughts I had, so it's definitely got windows and it's got to seem like a normal house, you know.
Yeah.
And they describe his sofa and his armchair. And I thought, how very normal. Snape having a sofa.
I know. You can't imagine sofa. Him lounging, can you?
I relate with The Simpsons. You know, does he have a telly in front of it? Right? Does he lounge in it? Does Snape have a pair of jeans he goes to the shops in? Or does he go in his gowns? You know, his black ball gown that he wears for school?
Yeah, because is that a uniform or is he just wearing that all the time? I think it'd be nice to see him in like, you know, jeans with holes in them and old T-shirts.
I know. Does he watch telly? Wormtail's in his house as well. Does Wormtail have a bed or does Wormtail have a dog's bed? Because he's fetching drinks for them.
Well,
or does he sleep in Snape's bed with him?
What kind of dynamic is that? Like, I felt like Wormtail being Snape's manservant is not... Why has Voldemort done that? And if I was Wormtail as well, I think I'd rather be a rat again than Snape's gimp. Fetching him things, being spanked on the bottom when he does something naughty. It's horrible.
Then there was no one said anything about that.
They did. It was behind a bookshelf, and Snape waved his wand, and then it was, oh! And then he ran up the stairs. I think we all know what happened there. He got magicked on the bum.
He got magicked on the bum.
Yeah. Because, you know, if someone's naughty, you go, oh, that's where you do it.
Bellatrix knows a true follower. I think that is so true. You know when someone's a fan of something, don't
you? Oh, they? Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Who's a fan of the Dark Lord? The person who's been in Azkaban. The person who runs to the Dark Lord anytime the Dark Lord is released. Or the guy who works at Hogwarts and tries to stop Quirrell from resurrecting the Dark Lord.
It's pretty obvious, isn't it? Have a route through his cupboards. There's no Dark Lord mug. There's no Dark Lord tea towel. There's no Dark Lord keyring or stickers. Tote bag. I don't think you are a fan of the Dark Lord. You've got no merchandise.
But he's good. He's good at... The great points from Bellatrix, because it sounds like that Snape has been doing nothing for 13 years. She's like, he's been at a school, lounging about, playing.
Yeah.
And then he, brilliantly, he goes, oh, Dark Lord's forgiven me. Do you not trust the Dark Lord's reasoning? And she's like, I never said that. Ah, using the Dark Lord against her. Oh, you must not be a fan of the Dark Lord if you don't trust his judgment.
Yeah, I'm calling the Dark Lord a liar. Lord doesn't need a mug or tea towel. Huh? You're right. I agree with you. Yeah, he gets out of it. And also, what, like, man's got to pay his bills. Why is she being man's weird with pay him for not bills. Having a job?
I know. Something has got to be keeping this house in Wolverhampton ticking over.
Yeah. I got to keep Wormtail fed in dog biscuits. They cost a pretty penny.
Pee, 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 poo, 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 poo.
Yeah. His metal hand needs polishing. That's £10 a bob.
Who's doing that? Taking that to a shoe shine or Timpsons?
Shoe shine, yeah.
Timpsons. Can you get the man in the window to shine that?
Yeah, I only work at this height down here. Right. Dipping his metal hand.
Yeah, at this minute, I'm 50-50 as to whether Snape is a goodie or a baddie, because he said... That. Did you?
Yeah. It's a mystery, isn't it? I think it's one of the best mysteries of the book series, is what side is Snape on? Especially with this unbreakable bow bit, because you think, oh, you know, it's all words, blah, 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 but now he makes this seemingly unbreakable contract. And, you know, we know what happens at the end of the book as well. I think it's fantastic. Yeah.
And he's
like, this whole thing setting
up. You've had all this time at Hogwarts and you've not killed Harry Potter.
And he's like, if I'd killed Harry Potter, Voldemort wouldn't have been able to drink his blood. And she's like, you weren't waiting on that. And he was like, I was. I knew he wanted to drink his blood. I knew it from the day I was born.
Yeah, and then he's also like, oh, and Harry Potter could have been a dark wizard as well. We might have followed him. Nah. Getting him alive so that you'd be able to follow him. Not a good look when we're talking about a little boy. Oh, yeah. Nice slice of foreshadowing. Narcissa, he promises to do whatever Draco is being asked to do. Should Draco not be able to carry out the task? And then at one point he forces her to drink wine. He, like, places a goblet in her hand, fills it up and makes her drink it. I don't think getting her pissed's gonna help. Mummy Malfoy.
Go on. Go on, Mum.
Let me hold your nose.
That's what communion was like for me. Go on, drink communion wine. I don't think I'm meant to have that much.
Darling.
And why is the chocolate on this wafer?
Oh, yeah, no. Bit of chocolate on that. Bit of chocolate on the body of the Lord. I think that'd be well nice. I want to know this unbreakable vow thing. Why aren't they always doing unbreakable vows? If they all don't trust each other, they should be pulling out these unbreakable vows every 5 minutes.
Oh, right,
no
I love that
house
as well.
Parties while we're on holiday. We won't, Mum. Right, unbreakable vow it then.
That's a fake arm.
House parties while Mum and Dad on holiday.
I love that as well. And you won't tell us where the Order of the Phoenix is. I can't, can I? Because I'm not the secret keeper.
Just try saying it. Just try saying it now. I bet you could say it if you wanted to. Try saying it.
Why won't you let any of us go with you to the thingy? Is it in London? Can't say.
Number 3, 4, 6, 12. Yeah, they could be away, couldn't they? Morse code or something. Anyway. That's all I've got on that one.
Okay. How many unbreakable curses are you going to give this out of 5?
I liked it. I thought it was good. I liked the way that Bellatrix and Snape were like... War of words. Snape getting out of it with very good explanations for his behaviour. I thought it was great. Unbreakable vow. Setting up what's going on with Draco. I thought it was bloody fantastic. I'm going to give it 5 unbreakable vows out of 5.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. I enjoyed the drama of this entire scene. Sisters torn apart. I don't want my son to kill Dumbledore. You don't know what you've got. If I had a son, I would love them to kill Dumbledore. Weird aspiration.
Yeah.
You got Snape doing his double bluff. I waited till Dumbledore said I could come because I'm a spy for him. I'm a double agent. Are you? Yes. Or is he a triple agent? He's something. We get peeks into Snape's house. We finally get confirmation that he wears jeans and he watches telly. We get Wormtail being spanked on the bottom. We get blood red wine. I can give this chapter no less than 5 unforgivable curses out of 5. Now, Mr. Lucas, are you ready for the quiz?
Yes.
This is the beginning of the quiz. What happened to the chimney at the start of this chapter?
What happened to the chimney at the start of the chapter? Well, it was a chimney of an old factory. But it was... what happened to the chimney? I don't bloody know. It appeared.
It reared up. Right.
That's technically appearing. Can I have that one?
No. What kind of fox was at the beginning of the chapter?
Red.
No, a scrawny one. Oh. And this fox, what was it doing?
Oh, it was going through a fish and chip packet, fish and chip wrapper.
I'll give you that. So far, 1 out of 3. What are the names of the Lestrange sisters?
Narcissa and Bellatrix.
Yeah, you always forget that, but Narcissa is... Sirius Black's cousin as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah.
You forget that. You think Bellatrix is his cousin, then you're like, oh, actually, so is Narcissa.
Yeah, Narcissa.
What town does Snape live in?
Cokeworth.
No, it's Bradford. And what kind of wine is served in this chapter?
Blood red.
Blood red. Congratulations, but you've unfortunately not won the quiz.
Oh no! And now it's time for the nation's second favourite segment. It's Hedwig's Droppings. We're not alluding to ploppings. We mean the messages you send in when we allude to Hedwig's Droppings. What's in a beak this week? Well, we've not had any messages this week, so, you know, send us a lovely message. But we have got two new babies to welcome. We've got, first up, we've got a new baby Hermione, and it's Katie Jackson.
Katie Jackson, you are a baby Hermione.
Yeah, Katie Jackson.
Katie Jackson, you are a baby Hermione. Mamie and Jackson, you are a baby Hermione. Mamie and Jackson, you are baby Hermione.
Baby Jackson, you are on the moon.
One small step for man, one giant leap for another man.
Bouncing around on the moon, Papa. You are on a moon exploration mission. They want to see what it's like when a moon baby gets on the moon. I am your travel companion. We are bouncing around the moon and we stumble upon a moon cave.
Oh, moon cave.
And on the moon, we go into the moon cave. You're the baby. And I'm the man. Hello. Hello. Anyone in this moon cave? In the moon cave, we come across a moon man.
Hello. I'm the moon man.
Oh, God. Moon man. How long have you been up here?
I've been here since the dawn of time.
When is that?
3,000 before Christ.
So, we have it confirmed here, listeners. Christianity is the one true religion.
You heard it from Moon Man.
Moon Man, what do you do in this cave?
I, as the Moon Man, pull moonies! Have a look at these cheeks.
You, as a baby, begin to cry. The moon man gets confused.
Oh, normally, that is only greeted by uproarious applause and laughter.
He gets so confused, he snatches you, Katie Jackson, and runs away into the cave dwellings deeper down.
Come on, Chuck.
I chase after the moon man. The chase ensues, hurling moon rocks at him. Give me back that baby! Hwa! Hwa! I stumble upon his moon dwelling chamber. In there, we see bones. We see cobras. We see moon jelly. I have him cornered. Give me back that baby, or I'm going to spill all your moon jelly.
No, not my moon jelly. All right, you can have the baby back, but you've got to catch it.
Oh, he throws you, Katie Jackson, through the air. I run, I jump, but because the moon's depleted gravity, I don't know. It takes us a while to land. I catch you. Oh, and I think, for that nasty trick, I'm going to destroy this man's moon jelly. I boot open every jar of moon jelly and it sinks into the moon dust. The moon man is furious.
Wanker!
We run out of the cave. He's chasing us. Quick, start the rocket ship.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Moon man. I turn round. I throw moon dust in his eyes. Yeah!
5, 4.
I think that's not enough. He'll continue to chase us. He has to be stopped. I take a sword and plunge it into his heart. Yeah! Moon blood falls out of his heart and lies on the floor. 4,
3. We need to get to the rocket. I can't get there fast enough. He's going to leave without me. Baby, you'll have to stay behind. I leap forward and get into the rocket. Blast off. You are left alone on the moon with the corpse of the moon man. And that was your baby story.
Oh, we hope you like that, Katie. And our final baby for today is a baby Harry, and this person's called Randomized Username.
Randomized Username. You are trying to cross a busy road. Beep, 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 beep. You're scared. I think I can help. I can help. I will walk you to the lollipop man. Grab your hand. You're all right. Don't need to be grabbing babies' hands in public. I say, I'm one of the goodies. Lollipop man, we'd like to cross the road, please. There is a gentleman wearing a high-vis suit, holding a big, for Americans, this is a crossing guard, holding a big lollipop that says stop on it. We say, lollipop man, can we cross, please? Lollipop man is just eating a bit of food when he notices us.
Oh, hello, you lot. Of course, come this way.
Lollipop man, we ask. We stop in the middle of the road to ask you some questions. Everyone's beeping. Beep, 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 beep. Lollipop man, how long have you been a lollipop man?
Well, I've been a lollipop man since 3000 before Christ. And my pay hasn't gone up once.
What did you think about... Have you always been in the country we now know as Britain?
Aye. I was here when it was just a conglomerate of kingdoms. I was here when it first became known as the British Isles. And now I'm here in the town of Bradford.
What did you think about the Roman occupation? Did you see any of the building of Hadrian's Wall? And did you ever go up to cross it as the border as we know it then?
Yes.
Did the Romans tax you for crossing?
They did. And at first we were annoyed that the Romans came, but then when we had a nice hot bath and things to look at on the floor, pictures, we thought, they're not that bad.
Are you heterosexual?
Yes, yes.
Have you ever had a wife and is she still alive?
Yes and no.
Oh, have you had multiple wives, or does your heart pine for just her?
My heart pines for just her. She was a Jacobean wench.
When did she die?
1612. Anyway, you're building up quite a queue.
One more question. Yeah, how old was she when she died?
She was 43.
What's that?
43.
Ah. Well, because you've got a modern job, you should know how we say 43.
Yeah, but I like the old ways. I'm traditional like that.
A car stops getting impatient and starts driving towards us. He's trying to run us over, trying to scare us. The lollipop man gets furious and uses his supernatural powers to throw the car up into the sky. Oh no, he realises. He's certainly lost his job for this one. I think, come on, random username, let's get out of here. The police arrive and start shooting at him. He evades every single bullet and starts to jump like the Hulk through the sky.
Yo-wee-hoo.
It's like Mario. Their head sniper, American sniper, is on a roof and they shoot him. He lands and shoots through his brain. The lollipop man is dead after 3,024 years.
He is joined with his wife, medieval wench, in heaven.
I would hope you enjoyed that randomised username. And that was Hedwig's Droppings. This has been the Pottervision Podcast. Thank you all so much for listening. As we said, we're going on tour. Check out all the dates, pottervision.com. /nothing, and you'll get to the homepage.
I love to imagine when people are telling their friends about the Pottervision Podcast. Like, no, you got to get to episode 137, because that's when it really hits its stride, when Lucas is allowed to join in on the baby stories.
It was Moon Man and the Lollipop Man. Yes, and we will see you next time, episode 138, chapter 3 of the Half-Blood Prince, Will and Won't.
Grace. Oh, Will and Won't.
Will and Won't, yeah. You have been a red wine, blood red drinking Tom Laurinson.
And you have been the moon dwelling Lucas Kirkby.
Goodbye.
Bloop bloop. Thank you for listening to the Pottervision Podcast. The music was performed by Jack Evans. If you'd like bonus content and to support the show, you can visit patreon.com/Pottervision.